We begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf, and days, we begin Amen Alf. We begin with Tez, the Maschot, it begins the words of the Gemara, Amar Shmuel says, Halacha like Hananya, Halacha like Hananya. Tez comes to qualify, first of all, regarding what types of things is an animal allowed to go out with and it's not considered a Masli, and also how is he allowed to go out with it. And that is the Gemara brought from Shmuel, Halacha like Hananya, as we discussed in the previous daf, that Netirusi Seiros, an excessive restraint, is not considered a load, and it's okay to go out and stress around like that. So brings Tez to Pirishrach, Rabin Hananel explains, the Halacha like Rav, Halacha follows like Rav, that actually not like Shmuel, and that actually the Amma that he says bein l'noi bein l'shama aser, not like this Dibri Maschot Taisus, that whether it's for ornamental purposes and even for protection, when it's a situation of unnecessary shmira, then aser it's going to be forbidden. Why would he rule like Rabbi Nechanan, like Rav, not like Shmuel? Mishani Abayi v'Rav v'Ravina, because we have three Amiram. The Hava Basroi, that they were from the late Amoraim, that they interpret a Gemara, a difficult Mishnah. Ali Bey for the interpretation of Rav, which is Ahi, is going in that Mishnah, which the Gemara brings regarding the Paraduma. The Kasha Bala B'Meisera, that the owner went and he ties it with a halter. It's not considered a violation of Olole oil. Well, that's a difficulty according to Rav, who says that it is considered oil. And these Amoraim, they go and they interpret it why it's not going to be a difficulty. And the fact that they go through the effort to interpret it according to Rav is obviously because they hold a grab that in general in the Tirusi Seirosa is considered as a Masa. Void, moreover, says Taisa, the Kaimel and Hilchasek Rav Bisuri. We generally hold that when there's Machlik is Rav and Shmuel, regarding prohibitory law, we rule like Rav. Now, Sehilchachim and Rav Pyrus, Never Rav Pyrus, he says, the Chol Nitirusi Seirosa Aser, any excessive restraint is going to be forbidden. Kugoin, Paraba Afser, a cow with a halter. In general, unlike that case of the Paraduma, uvuchol noy and anything that's ornamental, behema also lots of animals forbidden to go out and rush around like that. Now, umiyud, there's an exception. A golem yoytis ba'avser. Calves, they could go out with a halter, because am besamach, as they say later on, because since when they're younger, they're more rebellious than a cow, so therefore a halter is not considered excessive restraint for them. And so to be yoytis sus beresen, a horse could go out with a bit, the orchi ba'achi, that's normal for the horse, or ba'avser or a halter. Now, avu b'shneim, but both of them to have a halter and a bit, beresen u'ba'avser says teisa asa, that would be forbidden, because that's excessive. So to umutu lahasim haresen o'yavser beresha sus b'shabbos, you could even put the bit and the halter on the head of the horse on Shabbos. Ve'ema iser tiltel, there's no prohibition of moving a mukta item. Demuchen hula behema, it's considered prepared for the animal, because its utility is for something that's permitted to be done on Shabbos, which is taken in Shabbos, and therefore it's not mukta. Now, just to qualify this halacha, says Tais v'adam hamanik sus b'shabbos ram, so he said it's not mukta to move it, and it's also not considered haitzah of the animal. So then, ba'adam hamanik sus b'shabbos ram, a person that's leading a horse in the public domain on Shabbos, yizari should be careful shlo yitzi reisha chelva mitachas yodei tefach, that he should not let the end of the rope hang down from his hand a hand breadth, because then it looks like as if he's carrying the rope and not like as if it's part of the halter. And also, mashe ben yod l'susa, whatever's between his hand and the horse, yagbim and akarka tefach, he should lift at least a hand breadth from the ground so that it should be visible that it's from the animal and not just unrelated, like as a general load. And because it says, the hachem rin l'kama meperken, as the Gemara says this later on, the Nadal Medav. Additionally, says Taisus, Muta lich chevel ha'avser, you'll have to go ahead and wrap the rope of the halter, saviv tzavra ha'behem balotz, it's around the neck of the animal, and to go out like that is not considered masli. Why? The ha'iglid ravuna, because the calves are ravuna, umoloyi, shalbeis rabbi, and the mules of the house of rabbi, yoitz and kruchen, they went out with the wrapped around its neck, as the Gemara is going to slay, and therefore, obviously, we say that that's permitted to be done. So Taisus told us that, according to Rabbein Tam, the aloch is like Rav, according to Rabbein Chananel, and he brought that from a Rav Pyrus, that anything that's excessive shmir like Rav, and for Noi is going to be forbidden to go out, but small calves are permitted to go out with a halter. For them, it's not considered excessive restraint. So the horse is permitted to go out with a bit and with a halter, but not with both. And it's also even permitted to put on the animal on Shabbos. Additionally, someone that takes a horse out on Shabbos has to be careful that the rope should not hang out of his hand more than a hand breadth, and also that it should be lifted up from the ground a tefach, and you could even wrap the string of the halter, the rope part, the leash part, around the neck of the animal, and to go out and rush us around. Turn next to the Maschil, begins words of the Gemara, Adrabba, to the contrary. Testayim de Shmuel Hodamer Bechulud. We could bring it right to the contrary in the opinion Shmuel, which Tais asks on the proof of Rav Yosef, where the Gemara had brought that Abai said to Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef said that according to Shmuel, Lunoi also l'shim is mutur. Ah, to the contrary, as our taste is quoting from Abaya, that you could tell us that Shmuel held that even for Shimur it's forbidden. Why? because there's a different teaching from Shmuel that saying the name of Shmuel Rabbi Yasi, the name of the father, that four animals go out with an officer. And one of them is a camel. Seemingly saying that a camel go out with an officer, but it can't go out with a chatam, because that's in the Tiro Sisei Rasa. So you see the Shmuel holds that even for Shemur, since it's excessive, it's forbidden. So Taisa asks, Tamil Rajba, it's a wonder for the Rajba. Ma Raya Maisi Madame Shmuel, what is the proof that Abai is bringing from Shmuel, the Machalivan of May Rabbi Bechula from this whole Gemara? To Chayr Mashma, because to the contrary, it seems like from that Gemara which we quote on the previous daf, the Hod the Kamala El, this that the Gemara had previously said, and the Gemara goes further on that discussion and rejects that Raya and says, Loi, no, it's not coming to exclude Gamal from the nose ring, but to the contrary, it's Lamuki Naka Ba'afsa, it's coming to exclude the Naka, the female camel, from the halter, where it's not considered enough of a restraint, the Mevitz Amasam, the Cholzim and the Bishmol, that all of that was from the statement of Shmuel, different to the contrary. Can't prove from this half of the story that Shmuel holds Lashima's Asa, to the contrary, from the fact of the conclusion that Shmuel said over the whole thing, that's coming to exclude the Nakama Afsa, to the contrary. It sounds like Gamal Bachatam would be Mutter, and that would be exactly like Rebasim, and therefore Taisa finds it difficult to understand what was Abaye's question even. So next Taisa Namasa, let's begin with the words of the Gemara, Kashra Balea B'Maisera, that the owner goes and ties on the halter onto the paraduma, which Taisus explains this part of the Gemara and explains that it's not difficult from a Gemara in Baba Kama. Because on the one hand, our Gemara makes it sound like that a halter on the cow is considered excessive restraint. But Taisus bothered that, first of all, Taisus says, have a matzah shnuya. First of all, regarding the question, the Gemara could have answered, Hamani Chananyi. Who is this Tana of that Mishnah? It's going to Chananya, who, as Shmuel had quoted, that he holds that Nitirus Yisrael is not a problem. So, as it is, it's not a difficulty, because Rav could be holding like the one who holds that it would be a load, which would be like the Tana Kam. But another point Taisa points out, V'hadimash b'risha kindness. This that it sounds like from the Gemara Baba Kama, the Pnei Mabez. D'maiseira shmir p'chusahi, that the halter is considered an ineffective type of a shmira. So it sounds like to the contrary, that it's a lower level of a shmira. And our Gemara can make it sound like for a cow that it's an excessive shmira. Says, Taisa hainya dafka b'shar. That Gemara is specifically by an ox. An ox, it's not sufficient with a halter. But for a cow, by the paraduma, then it's considered shmira seir. To the next Taisa Masjid begins the words of the Gemara, a yoitzin kruchen. Or it could go out with it wrapped around its neck. Which Taisa asks on rash interpretation and explains it a different way. That is, the Gemara said, Rav Huna's interpretation of the Halacha of the Mishnah, that said, B'chol bali ashir, all the animals that go out with a collar, Yoitz Mishir goes out with a collar, and B'dim Shacha Mishir is pulled with a collar, it means either one, either pulled or even just wrapped around with a collar. So Pishpakun, she explains, what does Rav Huna mean to say? What's Yoitz and Kruchen? The Mechavan Lanait, which the intention is actually just for ornamental purposes. And B'chem Pishpam Sinten Sot Rashi explains like this in the Mishnah. But B'kosh Rash B'lerav Pairis, how could he say that there's such an opinion that holds? Lanait is Mutterim. The L mashma previously when the Gemara brings machlekes Rabbi Shmuel sounds like the lanoi lukoliam aser for beautification purposes. Everyone agrees it's forbidden for an animal. How could you say Rav Huna's permissibility was going on lanoi? So rather, the Tirtzer Rav Peiris, he explains the hoplik. Now this is machlekes Rav Huna and Shmuel. So Rav Huna sabi he holds yes, it's wrapped around, but not because that's just lanoi. But then what's the protection? There's also some type of a shmira, a restraint when it's wrapped around the neck, just with a collar. Why? Because the animal wants to run away. Rav Huna holds you could grab on to the collar that's wrapped around. It's not considered a load because it's somewhat of a protection. Shmuel held no kruchen wrapped around is not considered as a protection and therefore it would be considered a load, but not that anyone held l'noyiz mutter. The next taste of maslam. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara, but misnitatan. And the brisa we learned kruchen limashich that you could go out with the animal if it's wrapped around to pull it. Taisus Lishitase explains how exactly does this price explain according to two different opinions of Rav Huna and Shmuel, because it's saying that it could be wrapped around but to pull. So and Taisus explained that no one holds Lanoi as Mutter. Everyone holds that to some type of a shmir you have to have. So Rav Huna matards Kruchim Lemotzer. Rav Huna explains what does the price mean when it says that it's wrapped around to pull. It means Shish Chalal Ben Afsalitzav. It means that there's a little space between the halter, the halter and the neck. That there's space that if you want to, you could grab onto and you could pull it like that. So, and he's the more lenient interpretation regarding to what the collar is. But yes, it has to be some type of a shmira. But you could grab into the collar there. Shmuel holds, no, it has to be that you could pull. What does that mean? It has to be a rope hanging from the collar, from the halter, and only then is it considered as a kruchen limashik, which is what the Bryce is saying, it is permitted to go out with the animal like that. Shem next Taz the Masrit says, begins the words of the Gemara, Beboin Mine Adam Lunai Behema. It's told about where it came from being an ornament for a person, and then it's being used as an ornament for an animal. Which, first of all, this Taz really belongs to Amad Beis. And Taz asks on Rashi's interpretation. And that is, the Gemara had a difficulty that it sounds like from the halacha of the Mishnah that you could purify the kala when it's on the animal itself, but how does it become tummy in the first place? A tabas of a behemoth does not become tummy. So on that Pirush Rashi, Rashi explains it means a ba'ayde la'adam when the person was still using it, that's when nitma became tummy. And since it became tummy like that, so then once the animal takes it, it's still tummy, and therefore has to be purified, but you can purify it on the neck of the animal. That says Taisa Bechinam Pirushkach, but for nothing Rashi explained it like this, that it had to have become tummy when it was still used by the person. Because no, even let's say it didn't become tummy, but at least one time it was used by a person, that even if afterwards it becomes designated to be used for an animal, Mekabel Tumah, it's still going to be Mekabel Tumah, and it can become tummy by the animal. Because it cannot be excluded and be elevated from being able to contract tumah from that point on, once it was used for a person, only when you change it with an action. When you go ahead and you chop down the vegetation for eating purposes, and you change your mind, you want to use it for a schach, since when you cut it, you had a mind for eating, so it's something that becomes roi lekabel tumah. So even if subsequently you change your mind v'schach, it's not going to be remove it from its status of being mekabel tumah. So you see that it could even be mekabel tumah later on, as long as it was at least susceptible. And Rashi be'atzmo pirush kim b'reish b'me'isha. Rashi himself explains like this later on in Nafnun Chesam Abeis. So therefore, Taisa finds it difficult why he had to say that it was actually tummy. It's enough that it was able to be mekabel tumah. Now then, Taisa says, and what's with v'kayfes sa'ar? What's with the bundle of yeast? Sheikh al Yeshiva, where it was designated for sitting purposes, the Amr Tahar, that the Gemara says that it becomes tar. In other words, if you had a piece of leavening that was tummy with food, it's a food item. And this that you change it, that you're going to use it as a chair that you're going to sit on. But what do we say? We just said now right now that it cannot be Oilamidei Tumas Eichlin only if you do an action to it. And here you just change the designation mentally. So Marie, the Reed says, you have to say that there was some change of an action. In other words, that it wasn't just mentally designated. Rather, you did an action, so that it should be fit for sitting, and therefore, yeah, then it's going to be Oilam Adi Tumasl. Continuing next, Taste of Maskel. Taste begins the words of the Gemara, Mazna Lein B'Mekayman, which this Taste really belongs in the halacha of the Mishnah, that you spray on it in its place on the neck of the animal. So it's going to be, what's the chiddush on this, that you could spray the Paraduma waters on it in its place? So Taisa says, Isur Lashim in the Bimakam, we have to say that you could do it in its place. The Loich Hashin, and that we're not concerned, Shematip al Hazal, Behemah v'Yivsalu, that it might then get sprayed not just on the collar, but on the animal, which is on, and become invalidated. Because it's done, Mesechtas Par, the Mishnah teaches Mesechtas Par, Neskam al Hazal Adam, if you intended to spray the ash of water on the person, V'Hizal Behemah, instead of going on what you're trying to do it on the wind on the animal, in Yesh Be'ezer, if there's still some of the water on the hyssop that you spray with, Lo Yishan, you shouldn't repeat it, and then spray again. Rather, you have to re-dip it. So you would have thought to say that you now spray on the collar when it's on the neck of the animal because it might fall on the animal. You might re-spray without re-dipping. That's what's saying. That no, that's not a problem. So next, Taste the Matzah begins the words of the Gemara. But Tevlin b'mekayman, you could also immerse the collar in its place on the neck of the animal. Which Taste asks from the Gemara later on and answers where our Gemara was saying from the Mishnah that the collars on the animal, you could dip it as it is on the animal. So Hikshar Rav Eliezer, he asked the question, he says, Amayla Maksha Hocha, why doesn't the Gemara ask over here? Tvila Man the Karshmei. Who was talking about in our Mishnah regarding the laws of immersing that you start mentioning regarding Tvila, regarding colors? Like the Gemara later on, the Ibn Zayin Manalf asked, the Mishnah that teaches regarding the laws of Itzah for a woman. And it talks about her jewelry, regarding what she should go out with. And it says that she cannot immerse with one of these things until she loosens it. So that shouldn't be Chatzitza. And the Gemara says, "Amai did not." The Gemara says, "On what is that?" The Mishnah says, "That she cannot immerse until she loosens them." What does that have to do with the halacha of the Mishnah? So why doesn't the Gemara ask the same thing on the halacha of our Mishnah? So Petitra Ben Tami answers, "No, the Gemara does not ask that question over here." Mishnah demastit may be din kelim. Our Mishnah told about the laws of vessels. Shemachalik ben clearly, the Mishnah is differentiating between what type of a vessel it is, veizamotulotzes, by which vessel you're allowed to go out with, a camel with a halter, a naka with a chatam, and so on, veizasu, which one's forbidden. Now, by Akav Orchei Hashminas, it's a parenthetical. The Mishnah tells us Shardin came other laws relating to Kalim. And that is a mazna, lay matev makamim. Once we're talking, anyways, this share, the collar of the horse going out and all their animals. So we say that regarding those collars, that you could spare them, you could immerse them in their place. Because the chain derech atana, because you do find that's the norm of a tana. Kahu, like the Gemara later on, does samach vaman alf. The kiteya yetz bekav shaloi, that the person without his foot, that's missing a foot, could go out with that fake foot. And then it says, v'mish b'beis kibul kasusin. And if it has a place where it, when he puts on that fake foot, where he puts his stump, if it has a receptacle for the shmatas, then tamei can be kabel tuma. Because since he was talking about the kav, so he also then mentions it as it relates to the laws of tuma. But the Gemara later on, demayir b'dinah kelim. Let's talk about the laws of vessels. Veshmina din tefilas isha. Then talks about the law of a woman immersing herself. Park Shabbat. That's definitely a good question because tefilah man dekashmei immersion of a woman. What does it have to do with the laws of kelim? Here at least it's still a halacha regarding kelim, and therefore it does not ask that question over here.